Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Many intelligent, well-meaning people today have been asking themselves, what part does God really play in the affairs of life? When they see what is happening in the Middle East, Moscow, Beijing, or Washington, they really wonder just who is running the world. At first glance, they are prone to think that God may have created the world and then left it to mortals to run. George Bernard Shaw, the British playwright, had something of that in mind when he said that he wasn't sure whether or not there's life on other planets. But if there is, he speculated, they must be using Earth for their insane asylum. Yet if you take time to investigate the situation more carefully, comparing the historical record with the prophetic statements of the Bible, I think you will come to the conclusion that behind the affairs of humankind on Earth is the divine power that guides the destiny of nations as well as the events of nature. The Old Testament particularly showed the direct intervention of God in the affairs of the nation, which helps us to accept the fact that God has not abdicated his responsibility for Earth today. Ancient history confirms the prophecies of old, such as the rise of Alexander the Great and the subsequent division of his empire, the defeat of Babylon by the Medes and the Persians, the rise of the Roman Empire, the eventual coming of Jesus Christ, and the accurate details of his life, death, and resurrection. Now, if you are one of those who just can't see where God fits into the picture today, it may well be because you have missed several telltale signs. One, you've missed the fact that God chooses to work through human beings to do his will. The story of God's dealings with the world is written in the biographies of people: Moses, David, Elijah, Ruth, Mary, Paul, the 12 disciples, and many others. All of these are individuals who help shape the destiny of our world. Just as surely, God also uses individuals today, some good, some bad, to fulfill his direction and purpose for life. Two, you've also missed the fact that God normally works through orderly process. There have been times when God miraculously intervened in history. Such an event took place in 1588, when winds blew the Spanish Armada on the rocks, allowing the survival of a struggling little nation called England. Again in 1941, when the fog descended at Dunkirk, allowing the evacuation of Allied forces, God intervened, many believe. When God intervenes in the affairs of people, we say, this is an act of God. Yet in most cases, God works in nature through orderly process, which in itself is a great miracle. Consider the fact that the law of gravity keeps the planets in their elliptical orbits day after day. Finally, if you're one of those who just can't see how God is guiding the helm of planet Earth, take a look at what has taken place in our generation. The establishment of the modern state of Israel, the thrust of the scientific world, allowing the fulfillment of Daniel's prophecies concerning knowledge and travel, and the prophecies of Peter and Paul regarding the moral and spiritual corruption preceding the end of the age. Pick up a modern translation of the Bible and begin to search out passages such as Matthew 24 and 25, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that talks about the Lord's return, 1 Timothy 4, which tells you of the moral collapse before he comes back. Friend, you will be amazed as the prophecies of old picture the events that are taking place in our generation. History is now. It is being fulfilled every day. Notice what is happening.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.